Chapter 141. Haven't I taken an oath? Apostrophe retorted the old woman, and won't I keep it? Apostrophe apostrophe, well, I'm sure I hope you will, Mrs. Brown, apostrophe returned Rob, somewhat doubtfully, and not without a latent threatening in his manner. For your own sake, quite as much as mine, he looked at her as he gave her this friendly caution, and emphasized it with a nodding of his head. But finding it uncomfortable to encounter the yellow face with its grotesque action, and the ferret eyes with their keen old wintry gaze, so close to his own, he looked down uneasily, and sat skulking in his chair, as if he were trying to bring himself to a sullen declaration that he would answer no more questions. The old woman, still holding him as before, took this opportunity of raising the forefinger of her right hand in the air, as a stealthy signal to the concealed observer, to give particular attention to what was about to follow. Rob, apostrophe she said, in her most coaxing tone. Good gracious, Mrs. Brown, what's the matter now? Apostrophe apostrophe returned the exasperated grinder. Rob, where did the lady and master appoint to meet? Apostrophe, Rob shuffled more and more, and looked up and looked down, and bit his thumb, and dried it on his waistcoat, and finally said, eyeing his tormentor askance, how should I know, Mrs. Brown? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the old woman held up her finger again, as before, and replying, come, lad. It's no use leading me to that, and they're leaving me. I want to know, waited for his answer. Rob, after a discomfited pause, suddenly broke out with, how can I pronounce the names of foreign places, Mrs. Brown? What an unreasonable woman you are. Apostrophe, but you have heard it said, Robbie, apostrophe she retorted firmly, and you know what it sounded like. Come. Apostrophe, I never heard it said, Mrs. Brown, apostrophe returned the grinder. Then, apostrophe retorted the old woman quickly, you have seen it written, and you can spell it. Apostrophe, Rob, with a petulant exclamation between laughing and crying, for he was penetrated with some admiration of Mrs. Brown's cunning, even through this persecution, after some reluctant fumbling in his waistcoat pocket, produced from it a little piece of chalk. The old woman's eyes sparkled when she saw it between his thumb and finger, and hastily clearing a space on the deal table, that he might write the word there, she once more made her signal with a shaking hand. Now I tell you beforehand what it is, Mrs. Brown, apostrophe said Rob, it's no use asking me anything else. I won't answer anything else. I can't. How long it was to be before they met, or whose plan it was that they was to go away alone, I don't know no more than you do. I don't know any more about it. If I was to tell you how I found out this word, you'd believe that. Shall I tell you, Mrs. Brown? Apostrophe, yes, Rob. Apostrophe, well then, Mrs. Brown. The way now you won't ask any more, you know? Apostrophe, apostrophe said Rob, turning his eyes, which were now fast getting drowsy and stupid, upon her. Not another word, apostrophe said Mrs. Brown. Well then, the way was this. When a certain person left the lady with me, he put a piece of paper with a direction written on it in the lady's hand, saying it was in case she should forget. She wasn't afraid of forgetting, for she tore it up, as soon as his back was turned, and when I put up the carriage steps, I shook out one of the pieces, she sprinkled the rest out of the window, I suppose, for there was none there afterwards, though I looked for 'em. There was only one word on it, and that was this, if you must and will know. But remember, you're upon your oath, Mrs. Brown. Apostrophe, Mrs. Brown knew that, she said. Rob, having nothing more to say, began to chalk, slowly and laboriously, on the table. D, apostrophe the old woman read aloud, when he had formed the letter. Will you hold your tongue, Mrs. Brown? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he exclaimed, covering it with his hand, and turning impatiently upon her. I won't have it read out. Be quiet, will you? Apostrophe, then write large, Rob, apostrophe she returned, repeating her secret signal, for my eyes are not good, even at print. Apostrophe, muttering to himself, and returning to his work with an ill will, Rob went on with the word. As he bent his head down, the person for whose information he so unconsciously labored, moved from the door behind him to within a short stride of his shoulder, and looked eagerly towards the creeping track of his hand upon the table. At the same time, Alice, from her opposite chair, watched it narrowly as it shaped the letters, and repeated each one on her lips as he made it, without articulating it aloud. At the end of every letter her eyes and Mr. Dombey's met, as if each of them sought to be confirmed by the other, and thus they both spelt D1. J-O-N there. Apostrophe apostrophe said the grinder, moistening the palm of his hand hastily, to obliterate the word, and not content with smearing it out, rubbing and planing all trace of it away with his coat sleeve, until the very color of the chalk was gone from the table. Now, I hope you're contented, Mrs. Brown. Apostrophe apostrophe, the old woman, in token of her being so, released his arm, and patted his back, and the grinder, overcome with mortification, cross-examination, and liquor, folded his arms on the table, laid his head upon them, and fell asleep. Not until he had been heavily asleep some time, and was snoring roundly, did the old woman turn towards the door, where Mr. Dombey stood concealed, and beckon him to come through the room, and pass out. Even then, she hovered over Rob, ready to blind him with her hands, or strike his head down, if he should raise it, while the secret step was crossing to the door. But though her glance took sharp cognizance of the sleeper, it was sharp too for the waking man, and when he touched her hand with his, and in spite of all his caution, made a chinking, golden sound, it was as bright and greedy as a raven's. The daughter's dark gaze followed him to the door, and noted well how pale he was, and how his hurried tread indicated that the least delay was an insupportable restraint upon him, and how he was burning to be active and away. As he closed the door behind him, she looked round at her mother. The old woman trotted to her, opened her hand to show what was within, and, tightly closing it again in her jealousy and avarice, whispered, "What will he do, a lie? Apostrophe apostrophe, mischief, apostrophe," said the daughter. "Murder?" apostrophe apostrophe asked the old woman. "He's a madman, in his wounded pride, and may do that, for anything we can say, or he either." Apostrophe, her glance was brighter than her mother's, and the fire that shone in it was fiercer, but her face was colorless, even to her lips. They said no more, but sat apart, the mother communing with her money, the daughter with her thoughts, the glance of each shining in the gloom of the feebly lighted room. Rob slept and snored. The disregarded parrot only was in action. It twisted and pulled at the wires of its cage with its crooked beak, and crawled up to the dome, and along its roof like a fly, and down again head foremost, and shook, and bit, and rattled at every slender bar, as if it knew its master's danger, and was wild to force a passage out, and fly away to warn him of it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.